Hi everyone, welcome. We are live. I hope everyone is doing well.
I just wanted to say a sincere thank you to all the people out there that are risking their lives to get everyone through this crazy time. Thank you. It means so much to me. And I've also really been loving seeing everyone's rainbows in their windows. It inspired me to sing this song for you.
Struggle of
going to be all right. Everybody stay strong and stay inside.
Hi, this is Lady Gaga, and today I'm so happy that we are one world together at home. I feel very honored to be a part of the World Health Organization and Global Citizen in the fight against COVID-19 and raising money for the Solidarity Response Fund. I care so much about all of the medical workers that are putting their lives at risk for us right now. I think of them every day. I pray for them every day. And I'm also thinking of all of you that are at home who are wondering when this is all going to be different. What I'd like to do tonight, if I can, is just give you the permission to, for a moment. Smile though your heart is breaking. Smile even though it's aching. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow, you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. You'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is the Kirk Collins Show. As you guessed it, you probably already know my name's Kirk Collins. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Monday. Whew! You know, I am happy that it's 6 o'clock, let me tell you. I went to my work today, and I just wanted to hug everybody. I was like, oh, I'm so happy to see people! I had to go get the mail. And I just, you know, I miss people so much. So that's okay, though. You know, soon enough, we will be back. And this will all be a distant memory. And I cannot wait until that day. Yesterday, I was playing songs from the One World Together at Home concert. And I didn't make it through all of them because there's so many good songs. So I wanted to start out the show with Jennifer Hudson. You might remember her from American Idol. I mean, I believe she's done a couple other things, not to mention winning an Oscar. But here's Hallelujah from the One World Together at Home concert.
Hey, everyone at home. It is me, Jennifer Hudson, and I am at home, too. And I just want to hang out with you all, sing you love in a song from the heart. And this is my favorite song. Hallelujah. In times like these, this song soothes my heart and my soul, and I hope it does the same for you. Thank you. a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Stay blessed. Stay home.
Amen. Thank you, Jennifer Hudson. Woo! I'm not crying, you are. That was Hallelujah from the One World Together at Home concert. Woo, that was beautiful. I'm okay. Did I sound just like her when I started singing? Probably. I mean, come on, right? I'm just checking in, saying hello to everybody. Hello, hello, hello. I love you. Thank you for listening. I hope that you find some joy today in listening to this podcast, listening to the music, listening to the gift of us connecting wherever we are and safer at home. I'm sending all my love to everyone, and I have a great show planned for you. Not only am I going to play songs from the One World Together at Home concert, I'm going to play Mandy Moore. She did an Instagram Live of her amazing, amazing song, you might remember, this is funny, from the movie, I'll Walk to Remember, called Only Hope. She has not performed the song in 100 years. She's that old. Just kidding. If you watch This Is It, This Is Us, you might get that joke. But later in the show, we're going to play Only Hope from her Instagram Live, and it's beautiful. I want to kind of switch up the tone a little bit, just switch it up, and play Melanie C's new single, Who I Am, because I want us to just have a moment of reflection, a moment of understanding that, you know, I think this moment has brought us a time where we can reflect more now than ever, whether it's good or bad, maybe a little too much time on our hand, we can all decide then. Here's Who I Am by Melanie C.
I was building my armor so I could fit in. To avoid any drama, I would shut my mouth, I hid. I was lost in the ruins of who I thought I should be. I forgot I was human, I must set my body free. They don't recognize when I'm being honest, 'cause I wasn't before. No, they may not like it, but I'm not sorry.
Who I am.
No, I got nothing left to hide. I'm
was Melanie C with her single Who I Am, and doesn't that just set you in the mood? I mean, what a track! And it's got such a great message, an important message too, because, you know, I think for me, I've always been evolving. Who I am today is not the same person I was 10 years ago. You know, I think that experience in life really teaches you a lot. And the people you meet along the way, and there's just so many variables that go into helping to shape who we are, right? So, you know, it's great to recognize that in a great song. I love it. Melanie C, Who I Am. Check it out, everybody. Next, I wanted to play a oldie but a goodie. This song, if you've not seen the video to this song, don't watch it now, but maybe later after the show, check it out. It's called Take Me to Church by Hozier, and he performed it. Did you like how I say that? Hozier. Hozier? Hozier. He performed it at the One World Together at Home concert, and it's a beautiful song. I am going to, again, try not to cry. I'm not going to cry, everybody. I've cried enough today. It's Monday, and today we are just sending out good vibes. We are going to have a great week ahead. We're all in this together, and I love you. Thank you for listening. Here is Hozier, Take Me to Church, live from the One World Together at Home concert.
I'm here for the One World Together at Home show. I want to say thank you so much to Global Citizen, and thank you to everybody for tuning in. I hope you can show support to your local health workers, care workers, doctors, and nurses, and also listen to the advice of the World Health Organization and show them any support you can. This is a pandemic that respects no borders or walls or political persuasions, so it's something that we all have a responsibility to tackle together. I'm going to sing you Take Me to Church. Got humor, she's the giggle at a funeral, was everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Like a dog at the shrine of your life.
That is Hozier.
Have a wonderful evening and stay safe.
Take Me to Church from the One World Together at Home concert. Okay, everybody, as I teased a little bit earlier, Mandy Moore performed her song Only Hope for the first time pretty much since it's been recorded. You might remember this song from A Walk to Remember, the beautiful movie she starred in. And what I love about this song is it really does bring you hope. It's so beautiful. And the fact that she hasn't sang it in so long, when you hear this, you're going to probably have chills because she sounds maybe even better than the recording. She sounds that good. Mandy Moore still has it all these years later. And what I love, you know, is all these stars are going on Instagram and they're connecting with their fans in a new way. They're performing. I saw Taylor Dane yesterday. She did a concert for her fans. And how wonderful is that? You know, it's free, it's low budget, and it's a great, it brought so much joy to me just, you know, watching her perform that and hearing it. And I hope you listening wherever you are that this brings you some hope too, because we are all in this together. We're healing together, but you know, we're not even through it yet. So the healing process is kind of hard to go through when you're still going through it, right? You know, you don't usually start healing till after you've gone through something, but I take each day as it comes. And so I think, you know, it's already been a long day, and so I'm kind of just healing from the stress of today, you know? So that's all we can do, really, is just take it day by day by day, and also allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. And I really struggled today. I struggled last night. I couldn't sleep. I just had so much anxiety about Monday, and I know I have so much work to do at work, and I know I feel bad because it almost feels like my head is congested. Like there's just so much in there and that I'm having a hard time navigating through it all. And I'm, you know, there's so much information that is thrown at us all day long. And there's, you know, things can add up. And I think for me, I'm still trying to find my best approach to deal with it. You know, the anxiety, with the stress, with all of it, because this is something new that we haven't ever gone through before, right? But just acknowledging it and saying it's okay, you're okay, and it's okay to feel how you're feeling, you know, that is okay. You are okay. And even if you're not okay, you know what? It's okay not to be okay too, to acknowledge that. And that's something I've really been battling with. But enough about me, enough about me. Let's listen to the beautiful voice of Mandy Moore from her Instagram Live. Here is Only Hope.
This is a song I've sung one time, almost 20 years ago. I think I've sung it once in concert in the Philippines, not that long after. But I've never really, I sang it once to record it, and that was...
Well, then I'm honored.
Well, I wasn't saying it for that reason, just it's weird. I've never really, it was one that we were going to fold into the tour, or will fold into the tour, speaking in past tense. We're going to fold it into the tour in some regard, but we hadn't really quite figured out the right arrangement for it, so.
Maybe this is it.
Maybe it is.
This is
the key that we were talking about? So, this has been requested a lot, and I'm going to try and do my best to make it work, but bear with me because I don't really know it, but okay. This is it?
Yeah.
dancing and laughing and laughing again. When it feels like my dreams are so far, sing to me of the plans that you have for me.
Wasn't that amazing? Oh, everyone take a deep breath with me. Through your nose and out your mouth. Wow, Mandy Moore, like 20 years later, singing that song from the movie A Walk to Remember. I can't even tell you how many times I've listened to that song probably in my life. I mean, is it a bazillion? Is it a million? I'm not sure, but I never get sick of it, and it's such a beautiful song. And if you think back to the movie, too, it's such a pivotal moment. Whew. Thank you, Mandy Moore. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's switch up gears a little bit. So, iHeartRadio, which is ironically a place you can listen to my podcast. I bet you didn't know that. iHeartRadio, yes, all the episodes of The Kurt Collins Show are up there. But they had a concert recently, and the wonderful, the maleficent Mariah Carey did her old song, Always Be My Baby, and it's one of my favorite songs. This song has so many memories for me. One of the biggest memories it has is my friend Tanya. Tonya. I can't even speak anymore. Tonya. But we always used to listen to this song, and it just really brings back a lot of great memories and about a simpler time in my life, perhaps. And here is Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby, live at iHeart Living Room Concert for America. You can check out the videos on YouTube. They're spectacular. And for those wondering if Mariah Carey still has it, spoiler alert, she still has it, folks. She does not disappoint.
Okay, I'm here in my home studio, and I just wanted to say hi to everybody out there that's staying home and keeping up the morale, and just wanted to dedicate a little something for you guys. This is one of my songs. Oh, by the way, this is not easy to do by yourself, so I'm very thankful that we have Daniel Moore in his home studio working, playing some nice piano for us. And I want to dedicate this one to them babies for being so patient and staying here with me at home and not complaining too much. I love you guys, and this is Always Be My Baby. kind of seemed everlasting, that you would always be mine. Now you wanna be free, so I'm letting you fly. 'Cause I know in my heart, baby, that our love will never die.
You'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you, definitely.
Boy, don't you know you can't escape me? Oh, darling, 'cause you'll always be my baby.
And we linger on. Time can't erase the feeling is strong.
No, 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 no. Crying, no, no, and I won't beg you to stay. If you're determined to leave, boy, I will not stand in your way. But inevitably, you'll be back again. 'Cause you know in your heart, baby, that our love will never end.
No.
You'll always be my baby. You'll always be my baby, 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 baby. We love you. Stay safe. I'm going to put my gloves on, even in my own home. Bye. Thank you, everybody. Stay happy. Stay blessed. Good night.
Well, she sounds great. She also sounds still a little crazy. Can't be mad at her, though. Put your gloves on in your own home. I don't know, girl. I'm not there yet, though. I'm not there yet. Unless I'm gardening. Then I put some gloves on. That's about it. How are we doing, everyone? I'm just checking in. I call this show Healing Together, Monday edition. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who's listening, wherever you are. I want to send you all my love and a big virtual hug. And thank you so much for joining. Whew, just thinking about it, I could cry. Almost anything will make me cry nowadays. You know, I went to my work today and it was really nice just to see everyone. I saw the janitors, the security people who are holding down the fort. And I love them, you know, I really do. I'm such a people person that I connect with so many people that I meet and or that I work with. And it was so hard for me not to just give them all big hugs and say, hi, I'm so happy to see you. But I did thank them all, and I'm so appreciative that they're all still holding down the fort, still keeping things clean. And, every day at 8 p.m., what's really great here in L.A., we've been going out on our porch and shouting and clapping is a big thank you to all the healthcare workers and everyone on the front lines. And I'm so thankful. You know, it's hard because you want to thank everyone, right? You're like, I want to thank everyone on the front lines. And then, you know, you forget somebody. So it's like the nurses, the CNAs, the doctors, the receptionists, the grocery store workers, the grocery security, just, you know, the truck drivers who are getting the food from point A to point B, the farms, I mean, the farm workers, everybody, like, people have really, we've seen the best come out of people, and we've seen the worst, and, you know, we just aren't even going to focus on the worst today, absolutely not. We're just going to focus on the good in people, right? Which brings me to my next song, and this song, I need to take a deep breath again, everyone, let's do it together. You breathe in your nose and out your mouth. And I'm sorry if it sounds terrible on my microphone. I only imagine what it's doing to your ears. Ooh, there's a telescope? Testoscope? Something like that. Well, as you know, I'm not a doctor. Not even close, honey. But, okay, this is Underdog by Alicia Keys from the iHeart Living Room Concert. I played the song yesterday, like the real song, and I can't get enough of it. It really, really helps to inspire me. Because, as I said yesterday, if you're the underdog and you come up from that, I mean, you really appreciate it that much more. But even if you're living in that moment and you're fighting and you're fighting, you know, it seems like, will I ever get out of that moment? You know, yes, you will. And I think the thing that has really helped me in life is realizing it does get better, that everything I'm feeling, everything I'm going through, every moment that I'm in is temporary. You know, unless I die, everything is temporary because, you know, it's just for the moment and you can come out of it. And if you're going through a really hard time, and I am going through a very hard time, as I think a lot of other people are, and especially because it's our first pandemic, it's really hard to watch the news. It's like I want to balance being informed, but at the same time, I can't even handle it, right? So enough chit-chat. Let's play this song because it's so beautiful. Here's Underdog by the gorgeous Alicia Keys from the I Heart Living Room concert.
Like a prayer. My hope that we remember how resilient we are and how we defy the odds. I'd like to dedicate this song to all the first responders and medical professionals risking their life to keep us safe. We're so grateful.
You're gonna
That is Alicia Keys with Underdog from the iHeart Living Room Concert. Oh, do I love that song. Whew, it is such a great song. Thank you, Alicia Keys, for that beautiful rendition. How are we doing, everybody? I just want to say hello. I love you. Thank you for listening. Healing Together is the name of the show. And if you'd like to be part of the show, I'm still looking for someone to come join me. Come join me. I want to check in with you. It's so easy. All you have to do is download the app Skype. It's very easy to download. It's free. Just hit me up. Let me know you want to be part of the show. I want to check in with you. I want to see how you're doing. If you have any tips on things that you've been doing to connect with people, to help stay sane during this crazy time. As I said yesterday, the things that I've been doing really are yoga, deep breathing, seeing my friend Ariel. We've been walking around the town. We took a drive. We also have, you know, watched movies, watched RuPaul's Drag Race, and just, you know, doing anything to just really connect and be with each other and let each other know how thankful we are for one another. And also, I've been using the app. What is that app called? I'm drawing a blank now. It's called House Party. There we go. House Party. And it's really great because you can play games and you can see each other virtually, right? So it feels like you're next to someone. It feels like you're there with them. And the games are really, really fun. They're drawing games. There's a game that's like Cards Against Humanity. So check out House Party if you haven't checked it out already. And hit me up if you want to have a party. I'm always down for a good party. And let's shout out, it is 420-2020, one of my favorite holidays. I'm not participating this year, but I'll be back next year participating. Next, I want to play another song from the iHeart Living Room Concert. This lady is someone I love a lot. I think I connect with her because she's been very open about her struggles. She's had so many different kinds of struggles in her life, various addictions and eating disorder. And but you know what? She's really persevered. And this song is one of her older songs that she performed, and I love it. Check out Demi Lovato, Skyscraper, live from iHeart Living Room Concert. Like a skyscraper. It was a very, very quick little performance, but it's still great. Thanks, Demi, so much for singing that beautiful song. It's one of my favorites. Next, we're going to switch gears again, everybody. You ready? You ready? Let's try it. Woo! Stormy, stormy. So, if you're a Disney fan like I am, you probably know this song, and you're going to remember the movie Pocahontas. Who remembers that? Raise your hand. All right. Everybody, right? Cheer it on. Yes. Pocahontas. Everyone, just watch that movie tonight. It's so good. Lend me your Disney Plus password so I can watch it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But Disney has jumped on the bandwagon of, you know, trying to bring people together, and they did a Disney family sing-along. And Tori Kelly, she's a little bit unknown. She had like a hit or two back in a couple years ago. She's got a beautiful voice, and she performed the song Colors of the Wind. And this is one of my all-time favorite songs. So everyone, we're going to need to take a deep breath again because it's going to be emotional. This is an emotional ride we're going on. Do it with me. We breathe through your nose and out your mouth. Ready? Here is Tori Kelly, Colors of the Wind.
Pocahontas was my favorite Disney princess growing up, and the movie happens to have one of the best Disney ballads ever. Yes, I'm talking about Colors of the Wind, and I would absolutely love it if you guys sang along with me.
I'm already crying.
Think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. It seems the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? How high does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue.
I'm okay. I'm okay, right? What a beautiful song. I don't know if you guys remember that song. It's from the movie Pocahontas. Oh, the colors of the wind. And what a great message too, right? I mean, you can own the earth until, but all you own is earth until you can sing with all the colors of the wind. There we go. Woo! I'm okay. I'm just emotional, you guys. I'm emotional, and I want to say thank you so much for joining me. I know that my friend Janine has just joined in, and I want to give a big shout-out to Janine. I love you more than the words that I can even describe. Janine, I love you so much. So just know how much I love you, and I know you're battling, and we are in this battle with you. And that leads me to my next song, and I hope that you will be able to feel the love that I am sending your way, because I am sending all the love I have within me to you through this platform, and I love you so much. Here is, from the Disney Family Sing-Along, Christina Aguilera performing the song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? I love you, Janine, so much.
Of day when the heat of a rolling wave can be turned up.
That was Christina Aguilera performing from The Lion King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And I dedicate that song to my dear, dear friend Janine. I hope you feel the love from all of us who are listening, all of your friends, all the people who love you. I hope you feel it wrap around you and provide you strength whenever you need it. Because I love you so much. Whew. And you know, I have been crying a lot lately, but I'm trying not to. You know, I'm really trying not to, but I think it's okay, I guess. I think it's okay to cry. So give yourself permission to cry along with me. Let's switch up a little bit. Let's switch some gears. We're going to go back to the One World Together at Home concert. This beautiful, beautiful lady named Jess Glynn performed her song, I'll Be There. And fun little fact, she was the Spice Girls' first ever opener. She opened for the Spice Girls this past year at their stadium tour, where they did 13 dates in the UK and Ireland. So here is Jess Glynn, I'll Be There, from the One World Together at Home concert.
Yo, I'm Jess Glynn, and I'm here because of Global Citizen, and I'm going to sing some songs for you. I'm like, can't believe what we're going through right now. I'm at home, you know. I hope you are at home. I hope you're staying at home. We all need to come together, and we need to show one love for this world right now that is going through a mad crisis. I know that music is a really amazing therapy, and I think it's great that, you know, all these artists are coming together to do something like this. So I'm really glad to be a part of it. And the first song I'm going to sing says it all, to be honest with you. I'll be there for you if you're there for me. Come through. One love. You ready?
Ready.
And all the tears rolling down your face, and it feels like yours was the only heart to break. And when you come back home and all the lights are out, and you're getting used to no one else being around. Oh, I'll be there when you need a little love. I got a little love to share. Yeah, I'm gonna come through. You'll never be alone, I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, I'll be there for you. Oh, I swear, yeah, yeah, I got enough love for two. You'll never be alone, I'll be there for you. When it's Friday night, the dream don't wear the same, and you're alone with yourself, and there's no one else to blame. And when you still can't feel the rhythm of your heart, and you see your spirit fading in the dark. Oh, I'll be there when you need a little love. I got a little love to share. Yeah, I'm gonna come through. Never be alone, I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, I'll be there for you. Oh, I swear, yeah, yeah, I got enough love too. Never be alone, I'll be there for you.
What a great song and a great message. If you're there for me, I'm going to be there for you, and that's something I really believe in. We all have to be in this, you know, we're all in this together, so we all need to be there for each other every chance that we can be. So I just have a couple songs left, and I was hoping someone would join me, but it seems no one's ready to today, but that's okay, because the show will go on, and I'll be back again tomorrow about the same time to do another live Healing Together. So if you'd like to be part of the show, don't be shy. Just hit me up. All you have to do is download Skype. It's very easy, and it's free, so it doesn't cost anything. It's best if you have headphones. But let me know if you'd like to be part of the show. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to check in with you to see how you're doing. And if you have any tips for how you're getting through our first ever global pandemic that we are all living through in this moment. So, a lot of us might remember a little Disney show movie thing called High School Musical. Well, the cast reunited for the Disney Family Sing-Along to sing We're All in This Together. And I can't think of a better time for everyone to really just come together and realize, like, all of us have to do our part by staying home, and a lot of us are doing that. And, you know, I'm so thankful to the ones that have to go to work and have to go put themselves on the front lines. And thank you. I mean, you don't have to do it, but you are doing it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart to the grocery store workers, delivery drivers, everyone working, everyone on the front lines, everyone who's staying home, everyone who is listening, just, I am so thankful to everyone who are working to battle this virus. Let's battle it. Let's get it done. And then we'll be able to hug each other and see each other again. And I can't wait until that day comes. And I want to just hug all my friends and tell them how much I love them. Here is High School Musical cast performing We're All in This Together.
Figured.
That is High School Musical, We're All in This Together, the musical that brought the gift of Zac Efron, everybody. I mean, woo! It had me dancing. It's been a long time since I heard that song. And, I mean, a long, long time. And it was great to hear it. It's so nice that they all came back together to sing it for us. And one thing this has done is help bring people together. So I'm really grateful for that. I just have two more songs left, and I'm going to bid you adieu for the rest of your Monday. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful Monday. I hope you are staying safe inside. And just know that you're not alone. And if you need to reach out to somebody, reach out to a friend, it really does provide a lot of soul. It just provides your soul with the nourishment that it needs. Here is Sheryl Crow performing I Shall Believe from the One World Together at Home concert.
I'm Sheryl Crow, and we are all in this together.
Killing me.
And we're going to get through it, and we're going to be better for it when we come out the other side. I want to encourage everyone to follow the guidelines that have been set forth to make sure and social distance. And I'm extending my gratitude to all the healthcare workers who are risking their lives every day for us. And those people who are turning up to work to make deliveries and to do groceries and put gas in our cars. So thank you so much, everyone. And God bless you.
Come to me now. Lay your hands over me. Even if it's a lie, saying we'll be all right, and I shall believe. Broken into, I know you're onto me, that I only come home when I'm so all alone. Open the door. Show me your face tonight. Well, I know it's true. No one heals me like you. You hold the key. Never again. So heavy tonight, and your love, it's all right. I do believe that not everything is gonna be the way you think it ought to be. Seems like every time I try to make it right, it all comes down on me. Please say honestly, you won't.
What the world needs now is some love, sweet love. Amen, Sheryl Crow. Fun little story is Sheryl Crow, she had a CD back in the day that my mom had, and I used to steal it from her all the time. Sheryl Crow had a lot of really fun songs, and I'm going to have to go dig out that CD and give it a, what is it, a spin? Give it a spin, because I want to hear them again. I love Sheryl Crow, and that was so great that she was part of the concert. So, as we wrap things up, folks, I'm going to just play two more songs for you, and we're going to do one song that I want us to all together take one more deep breath, and this song is going to be rather emotional, and then we're going to do a song that is going to pump you up for the rest of your evening to finish whatever task you want to do for the rest of the evening. If you want to go finish a book, if you're going to go do the dishes or the laundry, or you have homework to do with the kids, whatever it is, the last song is going to pump you up for it. The song I'm going to play is from Mariah Carey, and it's called Hero, and it's a song that has helped me through some of my darkest moments, especially when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I was picked on a lot, and I used to play this song on repeat. Sometimes I think it's because I really just was waiting for a hero to come along. And I love this song so much, so I'm going to play it for you. It's going to be emotional. Let's listen to it together. And whatever you feel, it's okay to feel that way. Just acknowledge your feelings. And we'll acknowledge them together. Let's do one more deep breath. And here's Hero by Mariah Carey.
The strength to carry on,
and a hero does lie in you. We all have the power to be a hero to somebody in need. And I've been trying to do my part to help anyone that I can. And I know a lot of other people have. So big thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I had such a great time, even though it was emotional at times. But we laughed, we cried. Hopefully, we all healed together a little bit from our Monday evening and let go of our day and kind of just listen to some beautiful souls singing us some music and just appreciating the art and the words coming from them. I know music for me is something that really, really helps me, whether I'm wanting to have a good time or whether I need, you know, to be uplifted. Music can really speak to us, and it really does for me. And this next song I'm going to play, some people are going to be like, they might be like, But it really has a beautiful message. And the message is, you know, sometimes we lose ourselves, so we have to get back to ourselves. And after everything we went through this past hour and 20 minutes, you know, we went through a very emotional journey. It's okay now. Now we can pump up a little bit. Or if you are, you know, winding down, you know, maybe it'll just give you a good little jam before bed. This is Lindsay Lohan's Back to Me.
I used to blame me when shit got crazy. I can't think too much about what they say. And now these Sundays got me feeling like Mondays. I know I drink too much, but it's okay. My life is full of ripped up pages. I've been weak, contagious, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back to me. Oh, but I know that everything changes. All things turn to basics. Now I'm coming back. I'm coming back to me. To me.
So much for listening. I love you. I'll be back again tomorrow for a Healing Together Tuesday edition. Let me know if you'd like to be part of the show. It's so easy to be part of the show. You just have to download the app Skype. It is free. And I would love to hear from you. Love to hear how you're doing. I'm really excited because Thursday I'm going to have My friend Susan is going to be on the show, and she is going to sing a song, and she also is kind of like my life coach. So she'll be on giving us a little bit of what she does to stay sane during this crazy time. I want to give a big, big virtual hug, a big virtual amount of love to you. Thank you so much for listening. I love you, and stay safe, stay home, and know that you are okay. And even if you're not okay, it's okay to not be okay. Acknowledge your feelings. I love you. Have a great Monday night, everyone. Stay safe out there.
Not to worry, 'cause worry is wasteful and useless. sometimes like these. I won't be made useless, won't be idle with despair. I'll gather myself around my faith, the light the darkness most fear. In my hand the small
listening to the Kirk Collins Show.